Okay, let's get into Shvias, Daf Lamed Aleph. The first daf, as we start, the fifth perek, perek Benos Shuach, the fifth perek of Maseches Shvias, as we continue our travels through relating to Peros of Shvias, as we have the first couple of prakim spoke about the Avodas HaKarka, and now we're into the Peros Shvias, and there's a lot more to come, and remember, all the way at the end, the 10th parak is all about Shemitas Ksafim. That's the last parak and Prisbol and the like. So one, just a hara on the last Amud. We spoke all the different days about when a child gets his Olam Haba, when he's born, when he starts saying Amen, when he gets Bris Milah, and a couple of other opinions. But I just wanted to read the Mishnah Berurah. So I mentioned that the Ramah says in Kuf Chav Dalet and Hilchos Tefillah, this idea, the Ramah quotes, V'yalameid Banav, Ketanim Shiyanu Amen, Kimiyad Shatinok. On Amen, right when a child starts answering Amen, Yesh lo chelak olam haba, he gets a chelak of olam haba. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vitzarach, quoting from the Magen Avram, Vitzarach sheyachanchem b'sheyamdu be'em avira. And you have them in shul, one has to be mechanech their children to stand there with trepidation. Vaktanim b'yoser haratzim, v'shavim b'beis haknesses b'schok mutav shelo haviyam. If a kid comes to shul and runs around and thinks it's a playground in the shul, better not to come, says the Mishnah Berurah. To hergel nasateva. If they come and they have outside, they have groups or they have, so they know their parents are in shul, but they can't make the shul into the playground. And they cause problems for the tzibur. Make sure they have clean clothes on. Because maybe hygiene was a little different in those days. But lamaise, there's a balance of making sure our children are being educated properly and bringing them to shul v'chulu, and the balance of not being matrid and disturbing to the tzibur. So one has to know the child and one has to know the age. But that's the Mishnah Berurah's comment. He also talks about it, if you remember, in Hilchos Purim, where he talks about the banging for Haman. It shouldn't be that they think that that's the ikar mitzvah of Purim. That's a minug, but one should know about what the purpose of the banging is as well. Okay, so now let's get into the fifth parak, parak Benos Shuach. Says the Mishnah, Benos Shvuach, these are special types of figs, white figs. It takes them 3 years to grow. Once they start blossoming, the little bit at the beginning, so only 3 years later are the fruit able to be enjoyed. So Benos Shuach, Shviyah Shalahen, Shnia, Shehein Osos L'Shalosh Shanim. The Benos Shuach that blossom a little bit during Shemitah, they're going to have Ketusha Shviyas in the second year after Shemitah. Because Shemitah is the first year. First year after Shemitah is the year 2, second year after Shemitah is year 3, and it takes these types of figs 3 years to grow, and therefore, that's when their Shemitah is going to be. What was the Havamina? What would I have thought otherwise? Like, yeah, so we know that the rule is, by fruit you go after Chanata, we'll talk about that by the Shem today. So what's the Havamina? So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah talks about this. There are a few places in Shas where this Mishnah is quoted. Benos Shuach is quoted Rosh Hashanah Tezvav, and in Avodah Zarah here on Daf Yudalid. So whenever it's talked about, the Rishonim all discuss, were Benos Shuach very fancy, superior types of figs, or are they inferior types of figs? So the Tosfos says, where the Mishnah is quoted there in Avodah Zarah Yudalid, L'chora mashma de peire garua hu, mi de hosifu aleya, because there, the Mishnah there talks about things about selling to a guy before a chag. So and they added on Benos Shuach as if it was an afterthought. So mashma de peri garuhu midosifu aleihem avo meikar lo avinagu bo shvius. But originally it didn't have shmita kedusha. V'chein mashma bereish perik demai. Remember the beginning of Demai? There are certain things that aren't so chashiv, so you can assume the Ami Aretz took off all the Chumas and Maestros from it. The Kalin Shevet Demai, that was Perek Aleph. Kalin Shevet Demai. Shisin Rimin Ozrad Benos Shuach. So you see that, people don't really care about the Benos Shuach. Vekasha, but 1 second. But there are other sources that seem to say that it is chashuv. And then he quotes a medrash that the Te'enim, that the fig tree that Adam Rishon ate from, were the Benos Shuach. So he says at the end, "Vivade Benos Shuach Peir Chashuvu." It is a chashuv. It is chashuv. Why are Ami Aris Nechshedu Al Zeh? Because they're very common, and they're all over. Yesh Behem Harbe. They're very common. Ulagabe Shvias, here's the key line for us. Meikara Savor, maybe the Havamina was, there's a special din. If it takes more than a year for fruit to blossom and to produce fruit, no Kedusha Shvias. That's the Havamina. Everything has to happen during Shvita. Ulagabe Shvias, Meikara Savor, Kivashe Nigmaran Bishana Shenechnatim Ba, Kidamrinam Benoshuach Shvishal, and Shneel Fishosis Lashalashanim, our Mishnah, Havi Savri Deloshayach Lamezobahu, Lo Basar Chanata, for Lo Basar Lakita. The Havamina is that it doesn't go after, it shouldn't go after Chanata, it shouldn't go after Lakita, because Chanata, you have so much time before, and the Lakita is much later. Ulabasov holchubo acher chanata, and then they say, no, after chanata, that's the decision. V'noei din shviyas shelo b'shana shniyas shel shmita, and therefore you consider it the, you go after the second year. So the havamina is that there's no kedusha shviyas. That's the havamina. Tosfos says there, and that's the chiddush of our mishnah that no, it does have kedusha shviyas, and you have to be thinking about shmita in the second year. In the second year after shmita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, ha parsaos. Or parsios, shvias shalen mozoi shvias. Shedos osloshneishanim. It takes these parsios, another type of fig, 2 years. Not 3 years, it takes them 2 years. So the year after Shemitah. Amru lo, and they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Lo amru ela b'no shuach. Only b'no shuach. Only b'no shuach, not the parsios. What's that machlokas about? So we'll have to see in the, Gemara, what the machlokas is about and how that could be a machlokas in Mitzias. Hopefully there is no machlokas in Mitzias. Okay, says the Gemara. B'no shuach v'chulus. Ma'al b'no shuach, what are these b'no shuach, these special types of figs? They are pitiria. Okay, some type of fig. Ma, what does it mean that it produces every 3 years? B'chol shana v'shana hein osos? Is it that it really produces every year, but it stays on the tree, and it takes 3 years to develop? Every year it grows. There are fruit every year. Meaning, when you look at the tree, it's going to be a little confusing. What are the first year, the second year? It's not that there's one growth, and it takes 3 years, and then you know as it's growing. No, there are growths that every year. It grows some, and every year this could be some first year, some second year, some third year. It's a little difficult to know the second year, the third year. So is that what it means? Because shana v'shana heinosos, and they stay on the tree for 3 years. Is that what it means? Right. See the top marafolda. Elishin ishtairu beilon ad gemar bishulan. They stay on the tree until the end of their ripening. Or back to the Gemara. Oh, achas l'shalashanim. Or it's no, once every 3 years. There's only one. Growing, and therefore there's not going to be any confusion. Answers the Gemara, the confusion. It's the first one. B'kal shana v'shana heinosos. It takes 3 years to get fully ripe. Ela she'en peiroseya migmarin ela achar shaloshanim. Right, it takes 3 years. So now the problem is, kesed hu yodeas, how do you know? How are you going to know? You're going to look at your tree. You know, even if you're an expert, third year, second year, it's going to be a little tricky to know. And it's kedusha shvias, nafkamina daraisa. It's going to be a big, very important to know exactly if this is Shemitah fruit, not Shemitah fruit. So we could just say, okay, I'll be Machmir. I'll treat it all like Kedusha Shvias. But that's going to be Mekel in Bal Tashchis, because maybe I'm going to, let it rot. So 2 days. Just Eitz Tovas. Reb Yona Omar, Miksha Yikshar Olav Chut. You tie a ribbon on it. You tie a ribbon. Just like Bikurim. Right? Bikurim, you tie a little ribbon on it. At the beginning of it, so when it grows, you remember. So every year, the Shemitah ones, you can tell which ones blossom during Shemitah. So during the Shemitah ones, if anybody has a Benos Shuach tree, you have the Shemitah ones, will be tied with a ribbon, and that is how you tell when they get older. Tani Shmuel, Tochei Bam Kisman. Nah, Shmuel says maybe the ribbon's gonna fall off. Right? Maybe it's not gonna be such a great thing. So you know what? You take a toothpick, and you stick the toothpick in. So that's not going to come out. And the fruit is going to grow around it. I guess that's not going to ruin it. I guess it has to, maybe you get it for the liquid that comes out of the figs, the inside. But either way, these are the two possibilities. So you do it. So it reminds us of the like I said, Bikurim. Bikurim, just to mention one comment, we mentioned this before, but it's an amazing thing to think about, Bikurim. We make, the Mishnah is describing Bikurim, Be'ez Hashem later on in Seder Zerayim, that we make a whole party when the people who bring Bikurim come to Yerushalayim, the people who are working stop, and they say Shalom Aleichem, and welcome, and you're amazing, and you're tremendous, and they make a whole Bikurim parade. And the question is, why do we do that and not for any of the other chumas and maestras, all the other mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz? Why is that the only one that we do that for? So the Mefarshim point out that Bikurim, it's not like the other mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. It's the only one that we label before it grows. Trumas and Maestris and everything else are matanos that we give, leket shechav epeah, the manas aniyim, and then the mitzvah tulias baretz. It's all what we do after we have. Bikurim is before. The first thing that's a little bit growing, I already give that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So the, remember that Tosfos we've mentioned in Babasra Pei Aleph Aman Aleph, that Bikurim might not even be a mitzvah tulia baretz. The Gemara requires a limud to teach me that Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. But of course Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz, the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Any mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So what do you need a pasuk to teach me? Ha'hulim ute chutz la'aretz. So Tosfos says, as a havamina, you might have thought it's in the same pasuk as Basar B'chalav. So therefore, Reishis Bikurim maschot avi b'yis Hashem alokecha, l'tzavash ha'gadi b'chalev imo. Just like Basar B'chalav is everywhere, so the Bikurim. What's the havamina? So the answer is, because it's not a regular mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz, because it's al shem ha'asid. It's not al shem ha'avar, it's the only one. Because you put the ribbon on it when it first grows, and you have emunah, that I'm going to give this first thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, you have emunah. Right, that's why the Gemara says in Shabbos, in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph, the same Gemara has the six questions. But right next to the six questions is the source for Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'haya emunah sitecha chosen Yeshua schach machadas yiras Hashem yitzaro. But the first one, v'haya emunah sitecha, emunah is a seder's rhyme. Why is emunah seder's rhyme? So Tosfos there quotes the Yerushalmi, because if you're a farmer, you got to have emunah. You got to have emunah. The rain, yoshivu mitzape, right? You have to have emunah that it's gonna be a good. I'm gonna do whatever I think I can. But it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when you tie the ribbon on at the beginning, it's all different. So here too, by the Beno Shuach, you tie the ribbon on when it starts growing in Shemitah, and you label it, and later on, a couple years later, that's when you're going to give it to the it's going to be treated with Kedusha Shvius. Okay, continues the Gemara Tani. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Ilan Shechanat Kodem Chamisha Aser B'Shvat. So now we're talking about the Beno Shuach. We're talking about they have some chanata during Shemitah, and it takes them 3 years. What's chanata? We'll talk about it in a second. But what's the key moment, the key time? So we know from the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Ilan shechana kodem chamisha asar b'shvat, according to what we pask in Beis Hillel, a tree that reaches chanata, some type of blossoming, before Tu B'Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos, misasar l'shavar, goes by the previous year. But if it gets to Chanata after Tu B'Shvat, so then you go by the following year, right? There's Nafkaminas, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. We discuss back in Meseches Kilayim, if you plant something 45 days or so before Rosh Hashanah, so then you could count that as a year, right? 44 days in Achshav a year, and then you have 3 years till Arlab, then you're going to have to wait till the following Tu B'Shvat. Remember that halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's going to be a limbo period. But Tu B'Shvat is a key time. So here, for Chanata, it depends before or after. So what is Chanata? What is Chanata? It comes up all the time in Seder Zeraim. So Rov Rishonim hold that Chanata is a very early stage where often you have fruit trees, there are blossoms, and then as the fruit starts growing, the blossoms fall off. So I think the pomegranate is different. We have to have a pomegranate tree near our house, so the leaf turns into the fruit. But by most things, there's leaves, and chanata is when the leaves fall off and the fruit starts to emerge. That's what Rov Rishonim seem to say. Rashi quotes this. Rashi quotes this in an unusual context. Where does Rashi quote it? In Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach, where Aaron HaKohen's stick grows on it. Vayotze parach, right, the blossoms. Vayotze tzitz, vayigmol shekedim. So what does Rashi say? Tzitz, the blossoms. Hi chanata sapri, kishaha parach nofel. When the leaves fall, and the fruit is starting, so that is chanata. That's what Rashi says. That's what the Meiri says. The Meiri says the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. when the Meiri is giving some rules and regulations. So he says, what's Chanata? And Chanata, that's where he's talking about Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, before or after Tu B'Shvat. Right, Becha B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Be'lini Meiser, Sheva Peiros V'chulu, B'Shama V'Shilel. And then he says, V'Chanata, Hu Hotsa'as Pre-Katan. When the little bit of the tree starts growing. V'Nikra B'Lash and Laz, Ashkaper. Okay? Provençal, I don't know, something in French. V'Hu She'amru Ilan She'chantu Peirosav. That's what the language is. Chantu peirosav. It's fruit harchanata. It's fruit harchanata. Sha'adavar mochiach shalapri atzmahu omer kein. It's clear we're talking about the pre. He quotes another day that it's even earlier. V'yesh mefarshim b'inyan chanata shukodem sheyetzi apri klal elohotzas mashu kein prachim. So he doesn't agree with that. He doesn't agree with that. But it's possible when the blossoms fall off and the fruit starts coming. The beginning of the emergence of the fruit. Who might argue? The Rambam. The Mari Kirkus assumes that the Rambam argues, because listen to the Rambam. The Rambam in, right, when he quotes our halacha here, in Dalat Hesvav. In Dalat Hesvav in Shemitah, Dalat Hesvav, the Rambam says, Dalat Hesvav. No, it's not Dalat Hesvav. It should be Dalat Hes. Here, Becha B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah V'Le'Yovlos. Right, Shemitah starts in Rosh Hashanah. What we call Rosh Hashanah. Pei Rosh Hashanah Shenichos L'Shviyas. So how do you determine 6 year right Tusha Shviyas? Im Hayu Tfua Okinis O Pei Rosh Ha'Ilan V'Higiu La'Ones Hamaisrus Kodem Rosh Hashanah. We're going to learn that means like a third grown Ones Hamaisrus. That's when there's a Chiyuv of Tumas and Maisrus. We talked yesterday, the day before, about the stipler, about the chiluk. Even before Ones HaMaisers, there might be Ketusha Shvius. But here the Rambam says, if it reaches Ones HaMaisers before Rosh Hashanah, Hare Ilu Mutarin, that does not have Ketusha Shvius. V'im lo bo lo Ones HaMaisers, Ela La'achar Rosh Hashanah, Hare In Kepei Rosh Shvius. Ones HaMaisers is the key to all my trees here. Says the Ma'ari Kirkus, Das Rabbeinu, Shechanata Hainu Hava Ashlish, V'hi Ones HaMaisers. The Rambam seems to say Chanata is much later. Much later. It is Avashlish. So we're not going to go with that understanding. But just to note, that could be the Rambam Shita, according to the Mari Kirkus here, in Dalid Tess. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we just had the statement of Rav Shmuel Gamliel about Chanata. Whenever you have Chanata, that determines the year. Tani Abba Reb Nechemia. Reb Nechemia is going to say something now. And then we're going to have four different Pshatim. What the basis, what the Svara is for Reb Nechemia. The fourth one's going to be the same as the first one, so it's really only three. But three different pshatim, not all today, about what the svara. Why does Reb Nechemia say this? Tani Reb Nechemia Amar, Bamed Dvar Mamurim. When do you say that? What? What did Reb Shimon Gamliel say? Chanata is the key moment, and Tu B'Shvat is the key day. Those are the two things Reb Shimon Gamliel said. Chanata and Tu B'Shvat. So we're going to. We're going to focus on that. So, when do you say that? That's only when you have a tree that has two times that it produces fruit during the year. If you have two times it produces fruit. So that's when, so it's fruit. Look at the Mara folder for a second. Shtei garnos. Shein perosav no kadim avamachas. It's fruit and not collected at once. Ela shtei pa'amim. Twice. Twice during the year. So if you have Chanata before Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat, it's clear, there's no confusion, because there's two separate growings, and those trees that blossom before Tu B'Shvat will be in one known, and the ones that blossom after will also be known. Back to the Gemara. But what if you have a tree that has one goren? One production, kagon zaysim v'tamarim v'charuvim, like olives, dates, and caribs. So all of these, there's only one collection. There's one collection at the end of the year. So it's a little tricky whether chanata took place before, took place after. Avabi shachantu kodem lizman hazeh, harein kela asel lavo. When it comes to Reb Nechemia says, even Chanata, though Chanata happened earlier, still, you go by the later. You go by the later time. Look at the Mara folder. Right? It's one production and it produces the whole year. Afilu Chantu Kodem Tezvav, even if Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat, Omdim Ala Ila Agar Kol HaPeiros. Even if Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat, the fruit will stay on. And even the ones that did Chanata after Tu B'Shvat, they're all going to be mixed up on the tree. There's going to be one Lakita, one harvesting. So in that case, you go by the year after Tu B'Shvat. So that is what Reb Nechemiah says. Again, that the din of Reb Shimon Gamliel, that you have Chanata and Tu B'Shvat, so that's only by a tree that gives two productions during the year. But a tree that gives one production during the year, then you go by the later. How can you have such flexibility? What, because it's going to be confusing? They're both going to be on the tree? So remember, we quoted this Rashi a couple of days ago, a week or so ago. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel. The Ma'ariv Fulda quoted it a couple of days ago, and I don't remember which daf. Right? The Rashi says, we're talking about Trumas and Maisus Midirabanan. Midirabanan. Remember Rashi and Tosfos all over say, Darais to Trumas and Maisus is only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. That's it. We're talking about figs, we're talking about dates, that's all Trumas Vaisas Midi Rabbanan, or it's Bizman Azeh. So the Rabbanan can play around with it. They can be Koveya, whatever time they want, right? That is what Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel, and again, it was quoted a couple of daf ago, and that is why Rabbi Chemia says that it could be flexible. So that is Rabbi Chemia. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, you can put a number one. Number one for the pshat of what's the svara for Reb Nechemiah. No, Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says that Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish are both going to hold that the svara of Reb Nechemiah is that, you know what he's saying? You go after shlish. You don't go after chanata. What does he mean? He says you go after the later time. That's what Reb Nechemiah basically said. If you have a production of only one harvest the whole year, you go by the later date. Why do you go by the later date? So one reason you go by the later date is you go by a later time in the growth of the tree. Havar shlish. And that's later in the year. So that's what he's really saying. What he's really saying is that by these trees that only produce one harvest, you don't go by chanata. You go by havar shlish. That's going to be pshat number one of Reb Nechemiah. And that's going to be Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish's pshat. They're going to have a conversation with each other, but they both going to assume that. So here's number one. Amar Reb Yochanan. Nagu b'charuvin k'Reb Nechemiah. The minhag by charuvin is like Reb Nechemiah, and you see the Ma'ariv Fulda says in the third line, "Deloazer basar chanata ela achar shlish." You go after the shlish, shaz negemar apri, and that's why, and that's the year whenever this havar shlish azlinan bo lemaisris. That's what you go by. Maisris. Mosiv Reb Shimon. This is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Lakish. Reish Lakish. Mosiv Reb Shimon. Komi Reb Yochanan. But one second. How could you say that Havar Shlish is the key? What about our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek? But no Shuach. What happens during Shemitah, and then you have 3 years later, right? The Chanata happens during Shemitah. Mosiv Reb Shimon. Komi Reb Yochanan. Vataninan. But no Shuach. Shvi Yishalem. Shnia Shein Osos L'Shaloshanim. So what's clear in that Mishnah? That you're going by Chanata. Al daitech, according to you, Reish Lakish says, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, if the pshat is that by these trees that only produce once, like Beno Shuach, so then ma sha'asu b'shvius yu shvius. What produced sha'asu, what got to a shlish during shvius, should he have kedusha shvius, which would mean the following year, not 2 years later. So how can, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that the Chiddush of Nechemiah is that if it only produces once, so then you go by Havar Shlish? Our mission of our Perek says, you don't go by Havar Shlish, you go by Chanata. Right? If it would go by Havar Shlish, whatever Havar Shlish happens during Shemitah, then the following year it's already ready. Chanata, it's 2 years later. V'hu makabo minei, and Rabbi Yochanan accepted the Kasha. He didn't answer. Rabbi Yochanan accepted the Kasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana, v'tamiani, how did Reish Lakish ask that kasha? And Reb Yochanan didn't say a word. And he accepted it. He could have answered three different things. Reb Yochanan could have said to Reish Lakish, there are three different chilukim between the Mishnah of Beno Shuach and the Shita of Reb Nechemiah. I don't understand why he didn't say that. You know what the answer is going to be? Because he doesn't think there's such distinctions, as the Gemara is going to say. Which means, as the Ma'ariv Fulda says all the way at the bottom, Hayalo Lahashibo, why didn't he answer? Anamar Charuvin Viata Amar Beno Shuach. I'm talking about Charuvin, and you're talking about Beno Shuach. Right? Beno Shuach could be Daraisa, possibly. Charuvin are for sure Darabanan. Caribs. They're even the Rambam who says, Trumas and Maisros are by all fruit. Remember we said Rashi and Tosfos say Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Rambam say by all fruit. But even the Rambam says Charuvin is Darabanan. Meiser, Aleph Tess. Hacharuvin einan chayavin b'meiseres elam yidivrayim. Lefisha einan machal arof adam. Most people don't eat them. You get that black buckser? Who wants to eat it? Right? So most, the Rambam also had got that hard stuff 800 years ago. Right? He says, einan machal arof adam. Most people don't eat it. And that's the Rambam. So, charuv is the Rabbanon. So, Rev Bun Barkana says, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say there's a difference between charuv and emnos shuach? And, ana amar minog, v'at amar alocha? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? The minog is nagel. Who says that's the halacha? So people followed that. People did that. Not every time nahagu does that mean that's the halacha. Ana amar minog, v'at amar alocha. Number two. Number three, ana amar Reb Nechemya, v'at amar Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you're explaining Reb Nechemya. Does he have to agree with the Mishnah? Maybe Reb Nechemya holds Havar Shlish, and the Mishnah says Chanata. Reb Nechemya is a Tana. Right? So why didn't he answer any of these? Ella, it must be, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer all these things? He Cheruvin, he Beno Shuach, he Minach, he Alacha, he Reb Nechemya, he Rabbanan. He must think there's no distinction. There's no distinction between the fruit. There's no distinction between, it must be the halacha, not just the minog. And it must be that there's no machlokas. And Reb Nechemya and Rabbanan would agree to the same shita. Adkan, this is all number one. This is all number one. Again, Reb Nechemya made a comment, and he said, this whole Reb Shimon Gamliel's statement that, and it's not just Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's what we thought. Trees go by Chanata, and Tu B'Shvat is the key day. Right? That's what we know from Rosh Hashanah. So, Reb Nechemya says, that's only by trees that have at least two harvests during the year. Said you could have one harvest from before Chanata, before Tu B'Shvat, and one after Tu B'Shvat. Fine. But if they only produce one, and therefore the trees that had Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, they're still going to be on the tree for months, as the fruit that did Chanata after Tu B'Shvat, the Rabbanan say, you go by the future. You go by the second one. So, what's the first svara for that? The Rabbanan said, you could go by Avar Shlish, which is a later stage of production, and all fruits have Avar Shlish after Tu B'Shvat. Right? That's the first svara. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish think that's the svara for Reb Nechemya. Good. Let's start the second one. We could talk about, you know, maybe we will for a minute. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. You know, remember the, at the end when, after Rish Lakish died, without getting into the background, and Rabbi Yochanan was so upset. Rabbi Yochanan was so upset when Rish Lakish died. He lost his chavrusa. We're not gonna review how he died. But, so what happened? They got him the best Talmud in the yeshiva. They sent to him, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Mechadad in Shmaitzei. So he used to give shir, and Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, right after he gave shir, he said, wow, I can prove it to you from a brisa. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Ata kabar lakisha. You're like Reish Lakish. Ki aviyamina milsa, whenever I said something, habimakshili yesur v'abra koshyasa. He asked me 24 kashas. I gave him 24 answers. And through that way, the sugya became clear. You're telling me I have a support? Don't you think? I know I'm right. I know I'm right if you bring me a brisa to support me. Where's Bar Lakisha? And he walked the streets crying. It's such an emotional Gemara, right? Vakara, he tore his clothing. He didn't have his chavrusa. Vakabachi, v'amar heichad Bar Lakisha, heichad Bar Lakisha. And he lost his mind. Shav daiti mine. But, so here's one time he couldn't give an answer to Reish Lakish. Here's one time he couldn't, right? He always gave answers to Reish Lakish, but here's one time he couldn't. Okay. So this is, all number one. Number two. Taman Amrin. This is all number two. This is a different svar for Reb Nechemya. Not that you switch from Chanakat Avar Shlish. There's a different reason you go by later. It stays by Chanata. But you know what? You switch, you go by Rosh Hashanah. And not by Tu B'Shvat. And everything has Chanata after Rosh Hashanah. So that way there won't be confusing. That's why you go by the following year. Because you bumped up the Rosh Hashanah. What Reb Nechemya says is that the whole Tu B'Shvat is only for those trees that have two harvests during the year. But trees that have one harvest during the year, you go by Aleph Tishrei. That's what Taman Amrin are going to say. Taman Amrin, Ilan Shechada Chanat, Kodem Rosh Hashanah, Shel Olam, the Rosh Hashanah of the world, what we call Rosh Hashanah, Misasa L'Sha'avar. That goes by the previous year. La'aka Rosh Hashanah, Shel Olam, but if it goes by, if they reach Chanata, right, then it goes by Mesasel Laba. It goes by the next one. So again, that is a totally different shot. Again, what do you? Reb Shimon Gamliel said two things: Chanata, Tu B'Shvat. Beisham Habisilo say, you know what? Reb Nechemya, Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan said, you know what? Reb Nechemya switched Chanata Tavar Shlish. Right. Number two, Taman Amrin. You know what? Reb Nechemya switched from Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Hashanah. Number three, just to foreshadow, is going to be he switched both. He switched both. Right, that's going to be number three. But this is number two, the second shot of what Reb Nechemya holds. Maybe we'll stop there just to mention one final point. Once we're talking about Nohagu, the Ritvin Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezvav, talks about how here, the Gemara has a possibility. What did the Gemara say? What did Reb Bun say? Just because it says Nohagu, who says that's right? Who says that's right? The Ritva says, sometimes the Gemara assumes when it says Nohagu Ha'am that they're doing the right thing. And sometimes not. Sometimes you don't say that. Right? The Ritva, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezvav has our whole same discussion. Right, with Reb Nechemya and Reb Yochanan. So the Gemara there says, the Ritva, Afagav the Barov Mikomos Ki Amrina Nagu Am Hainu Dumo Rinan Kavasayu. That's a correct minhag. But Mikom Makom Ein Halashon Muchrach Kol Kach Shelo Yuchal Lomar Nohagu Velo Sfir Lakomar. It's not impossible. It's not impossible to say Nohagu sometimes means that, you know, we don't hold that way. Shrei Pamim Shomer Nohagu Velo Marina Kavasayu. Sometimes, you know, you don't go by Nohagu. That's how the Gemara could say. You know, maybe it's wrong, and Rabbi Yochanan obviously didn't feel it was wrong. But that's the Nohagu. You know, there are Minhagim and there are Minhagim. I mean, to put a whole shiur into 30 seconds, we know just a bracha on a Minhag. A bracha on a Minhag. Right? So there is some Minhagim that everybody makes a bracha on. Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni in Chutzlaris, the Gemara says you make a bracha. Right? Alachilas Matzah. If you have a second Seder in Chutz Laretz. Everybody, that's a minog. The second day of Yontif is a minog. Nobody makes a bracha there. And then there's the banging the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah. The Gemara says no bracha. So the Gemara says no bracha on banging the Hoshana. And the Gemara says no, yes bracha on Yontif Sheni. What about all other minhagim? What about Halal on Rosh Chodesh? That's a minog. Machlokas Rambam and Tosas. Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. Ashkenazim make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, and Sfaradim don't make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, because you make a bracha on a minog. So the question is, what's the rule? What's the exception? So there's a lot of lumdas there. A lot of lumdas there. Why would you make a bracha? What would be the svar? So the Briska Rav talks about how if something is a cheftza shel mitzvah, even if it's a minhag, why we do it in terms of the chovas gavra, but it's a mitzvah. Eating matzah is a mitzvah. The second night, it's a mitzvah. It's just that on the second night of Pesach, in Chutz Laretz, it's a minog to do that mitzvah. But banging a arava, that's not a mitzvah, right? The chiddush is, maybe the machlokas, Rama Mentosvas is Halel on Rosh Chodesh, is that a chefsa shel mitzvah or not? Is that like lulav or is that like hoshanas? Right? And there are other minhagim that play around with this, but that's the Griz and Hilchas Brachos, I think, on the Rambam, talks about this discussion. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time with number three and number four, which is really number one, and we will continue here in the fifth paragraph.